we've got another veteran storyteller also starting her own storyteller series. I feel like you guys shouldn't be sitting next to each other because you're going to come to blows eventually. Mary Zimanis, everybody. Yay! Her series is called Mortified, by the way, also starting in December.
I didn't start it, though. I'm just in it.
Oh, in it. Okay.
Yay! I don't want to take credit.
Yeah. Okay, so Claire doesn't have to be that, like, worried about you.
No,
personally.
She's still more awesome than I am. So. Hello, everyone. So when I was in high school, I was a very specific type of nerd. I was a Jesus freak. No. Yeah. I was a bona fide member of the God Squad. So, like, in high school, like, that's when you're supposed to rebel and be angsty against your parents. You experiment with drinking, drugs, and, like, sex and all that fun stuff. But to this day, I am still someone, I am terrified of breaking rules. I live my life thinking that somewhere someone is, like, mad at me for, and I'm in trouble for something. So I wasn't about to start doing all of that stuff. So to rebel from my parents, I renounced Catholicism and decided to become very evangelical Christian. I was going to piss them off by being more moral than they were. And so I joined a non-denominational evangelical church called Hope Community Bible Church. And it was like one of those like warm, fuzzy churches. And I liked it because instead of like kneeling and standing all the time, like kneeling and like listening to people talk, you just like sang fun songs. And like they like dealt with like your personal development and things like you were so important and it was all about your relationship with God and how you can be a better person. And I totally ate that shit up. Totally bought that dogma, specifically the dogma relating to sexual purity. In high school, in my wallet, I carried an ATM card that stands for abstinence till marriage card.
What was your daily withdrawal limit?
While most people in high school were trying to lose their V card, I proudly held it in my purse. and I totally loved it. I was involved in this youth group. I went there every Sunday, and you know we'd learn about different topics and like do like fun games. I think I actually got sucked into it because my friends were like, "Hey, our youth group's having like a talent show. Do you want to like do stand up?" And I was like, "Okay." And then I kind of realized all of the God stuff behind it. And then every summer we went to Bible camp, Bear Lake Bible camp. And you know, it was actually like a really fun experience because it's camp. You're hanging out with people. It's just like for 4 hours out of the day, you're singing worship songs as well to like making lanyards. And Bear Lake Bible camp had a few rules when it came to guy-girl interactions. There was the 6-inch rule. Guys had to stay 6 inches away from girls. And I never said this, but I was always thinking, like, so if a guy has a boner, is that part of the 6 inches? Or did the 6 inches start from his erection? Also, girls were not allowed to wear spaghetti straps, and they had to wear one-piece bathing suits to ensure that they were modest and chaste. But they also instated a weird rule in the middle of camp. They told all of us, because there were guys' cabins and girls' cabins, and there were bathrooms and like, connecting them. And we got told that at night before we were going to go to sleep, if we were going to go to the bathroom, to, like brush our teeth and go to the bathroom before bed, we had to still be wearing our regular clothes. We couldn't change into our pajamas and go to the bathroom. Because if the men saw us in our pajamas, they would think of having sex with us. And like even at that time, I knew like, that's kind of bullshit. And like, I mean, why is it on our shoulders to make sure that the 16-year-old guys aren't thinking of sex? I quote Xander Harris from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm a boy, looking at linoleum makes me want to have sex. But I still, like, I listened to those rules because I held them so dearly in my heart. And also, in addition to camp, every fall, we went on a purity retreat to Bear Lake. Yeah, we went to a purity retreat where it was pretty much like, how to, like, remain chaste and, like, live your life by glorifying God and please don't have sex. And at this particular retreat, there's one moment that sticks out most for me. There were a lot of brothers and sisters in the youth group that went to this retreat together. So during one of the discussions that we were having, the pastor leading the session asked all of the brothers and sisters to come to the front of the room. He went down to each group of brothers and sisters and was like, you know, Jamie, do you love your sister? Yes, of course I love her. Do you love your brother? Oh, yes, of course I love him. And he did that to every single group. And then he got to the last pair of brothers and sisters and said, do you love your brother? Oh, yes, of course I do. Do you love your sister? Oh, of course I do. And then he said, would you make out with your sister? And everyone was like, oh, no, that's so gross. And the pastor, like, everyone's, like, exploding, in laughter. And the pastor goes, well, if you wouldn't make out with your brother or sister, you shouldn't make out with your brother or sister in Christ. And I was like, I was like, still such a smartass. I raised my hand. I said, "Well, I don't have brothers." So, and I still bought what they were selling. And I decided that, you know, I was at that time I was going to live my life chaste and pure, and I was going to, in all my actions, glorify God. I am now 25 years old. I am agnostic, a feminist, and I don't want to brag or anything. But I've had sex. And essentially how my current state came about was a crisis of faith, which started when the church held an emergency meeting of the congregation one Friday night, and it was revealed that Pastor Jamie, the head pastor, was going to be fired because his wife had found charges on his credit card statement to a massage parlor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? In his defense, I'm sure the prostitute was probably wearing pajamas at the time. And I couldn't believe, he was immediately taken off, and I just couldn't believe that I had listened to this person, that I had followed these rules that he had set forth, rules that taught me that my body was bad and an instrument of sin, when even he couldn't follow those same rules. And if he was wrong about all that stuff, then maybe everything else was bullshit. Everything. And I decided at that moment that I wasn't going to live my life believing everything that they told me to. I could have my own personal morality according to what I believe. And I'm still a goody-two-shoes, and I still stick to the rules. But they're my rules. Thanks.